All right, 9 minutes after, we've been promising Frank Tillman, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, would join us this morning.
Good morning. Have you been promising or threatening? How are you?
It's been a promise. How's Frank? I'm doing fine, thank
Frank
you.
Frank is great.
It's good.
So just coming in, I'm thinking what a difference a year makes, because Black Friday after Thanksgiving last year, I brought down all of my grandkids.
That's right.
And my three daughters, and we huddled into this room, which couldn't happen now because of the safe distancing. And some of them talked on the radio, and then we went down for breakfast down at Tuttle's. And so this year, we had myself and Gene and my brother Peter, and we had, you know, like 8 feet between we set the table up so we
sure.
had 8 feet between us, and so it's just strange.
Yeah, it is.
But it's Thanksgiving anyways, you'd be thankful for everybody seems to be well and survived and having that. So we have a lot to be thankful for, definitely. Even in 2020.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You've got quite the update in regards to things happening at the bank, Frank.
They are. Right? So we listened to the governor and his emergency discussion both last week and this week. And so they've extended the emergency orders through December 15th, and they're really concerned about the periods right after holidays. That seems to be mm-hmm. when we've had some spikes both in July 4th and in Halloween. So we've decided to close down the lobbies again, and we're going to, that gives us ability to kind of control our environment a little bit better. The drive-ins at Wells River, Bradford, Fairley, and East Thetford mm-hmm. will be open regular hours, okay. 8 to 5. We closed the Newbury lobby totally, and the only thing that's open there is the walk-in there. There's an ATM,
mm-hmm.
and that allows us to restrict the number of people coming in. It also it's safer for our employees and customers, and for those customers that need to see in person either a loan officer or a open a new account, mm-hmm. Call ahead to the call center and we'll make arrangements generally at the Wells River and Bradford offices. And then if you have safe deposit box, same thing, call ahead okay. and get in and be prepared for the standard questions, have you been sick, have a fever,
right.
and those things. So we're going to make this go through to the end of the year, and hopefully we'll do our part in trying to slow the spread,
right.
It's like one of the things that COVID has taught me is to be humble about what you think you know and what you know. And so I was looking at Governor Scott and his things. I mean, they have done, I think, a very good job of this, considering what they know and then what they don't know.
Mm-hmm,
so they've
mm-hmm.
been they've you know when. I was talking to some classmates from high school. I went in Connecticut, and and they said, "Well, how's Vermont doing?" I said, "Well, I think we're up to 64 deaths." And 64 deaths. I mean, that's my town has more than that.
Really?
So, they've done a good job,
and
so I think and I think we've all done our part, customers and. But it is tough. I mean, it wears on people.
It does, exactly.
My brother lives in Wells River, an apartment. Well, he can't get out,
mm-hmm.
and I've experienced when you work out of your office at home, it's a much different feeling. It's so great to be back amongst people, and then you have to, the cost of being with people is that you have a mask and you're 8 feet apart. I can live with that.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, talking to customers, it is very difficult. I had a customer that he has a business opportunity, but he had, the business opportunity in his business, he has to travel to Colorado. So then he has to figure out, when I go out to Colorado, do I, or wherever, I can't
right.
remember.
Right. right.
You know, do I quarantine? Do I not quarantine? And, right. you know, and all those things. And, but if he loses the business opportunity, you know, you may not get a second chance.
May not.
So those are things. And then, wow. and all the local stores and the businesses, I mean, I think they've done a great job at hanging on and going through now, and we're going to continue, you know, supporting the local businesses even though the lobbies aren't shut down, and,
mm-hmm.
and we'll do what we can. But it's tough on people.
It really is.
I see the wear and tear. Going back to Thanksgiving, we try to have a family portrait, and you have kids and grandkids, and to get 11 people to sit still while somebody takes a picture. is really, really hard.
It really is.
It is. And so we've tried a couple of times where somebody sets up a tripod
mm-hmm.
and they do the remote picture. You know, well, you know, there's always somebody that's, you know, making a face or doing things like that. And last a couple of years, my brother Peter's been there, so he takes a picture of the extended family, and then we get one with him in it. So I said, well, yesterday, it's going to be pretty... Even I could take this picture.
This is going to be easy, right?
And so anyways, you're looking around for all of the Thanksgiving decorations, and so you say, well, right. you know, there's only going to be three of us here. Do we do it? And then part of you says, no. You know, even if there's only three people here, then you do that. And it reminded me of a story. My father, for a big part of his life, was an Episcopal minister. And so sometimes you'd have, in a church, you have a big crowd, and sometimes mm-hmm. you have a small crowd. And so he happened to have, it was in the summer in Connecticut, and as he said, all of his parishioners were headed out to the lake. So there's only like 12 people. And so he got ready for the sermon, and you know, his sermon, he felt the ideal time was between 10 and 15 minutes, and 12 was about the right amount of time.
Okay.
So he yeah. got ready, and he said, well, I'll go 10 minutes this
okay,
time.
Sure.
And so he preached his 10 minute. And so afterwards, there were like 11 people there, and one guy was a little impatient, and he said, well, geez, Hal, you know, I thought with so many so few people there that you could have shortened the sermon a little bit more. And he said, well, no, I wanted, my feeling was that you came, you ought to get your money's worth. And the guy said, okay, but I'm going fishing.
That's good.
So that's kind of like, so we did, yeah. you know, we did set up the special napkins, and
mm-hmm.
we looked, we didn't have a turkey, but we had a cutout goose that my neighbor had given me one year that, I thought it was going to be a napkin holder, but it was just a thing on the desk. So, but anyways, you go through, even if you only have three people there, it's still Thanksgiving. So yeah. I think a lot of people kind of felt that way. And so right. it was, huh. it'll be one that we remember.
Certainly will be.
So anyway, so, and, you know, if anybody has any questions, concerns about, you know, the closing the lobbies or what the impact this has, you know, by all means, call the call center. You can call my direct line, which is 802-757-7970 now that I'm, you know, back in my office mm-hmm. for a while. So that, you know, it's just a temporary period. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, business goes on as much as normal as possible, considering.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And I remember from the first time we shut down the lobbies, we were able to accommodate most things. I mean, I
yeah.
had... you know, we do have a kind of a safe office in each facility that if somebody needs to come in, we can go in there. There's screens up,
yeah.
and
yeah.
we have the ability to, you know, spray those things down and stuff like that. But so we're really, we just want to do our part, control the spread, and
mm-hmm.
The quicker this is over, the better. I mean,
yeah.
there's good news coming about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to admit it, I'm old enough to remember when the polio vaccine came
sure,
out, and
sure.
That was an incredible moment, and I just hope that, you know, that people take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been, you know, you think it took probably 7 or 8 years of 3 different outfits and doctors to get the polio vaccine, and here we are, less than a year later, we're going to have a C19 COVID-19. I think it's remarkable.
Frank Tillman's with us, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, and introducing 2 or 3 months ago the third Friday of every month where we feature
a local business.
And we last week, Eric's Auto Body.
We're trying to do that, and so last week we had Eric's Auto Body. And
right.
In December will be Vittles, yes, an espresso, and I think it's the little food truck behind Kenny Drug, which mm-hmm. they make the best mocha in the world. And I shouldn't admit this on air, but they also had a great blueberry muffin.
Did
so
they?
There's a lot there.
Nothing wrong with that.
So
just
I think
get a sample.
Yeah, and I think and the other thing is probably during this shutdown, I'll try to come back in every Friday.
Okay.
If you have time,
we can make it.
Yeah.
Okay. We can make it happen.
Okay. And then we'll do that, and just it won't. You know, it'll be kind of an update. And
okay.
Just to follow up on one story, we talked about a couple of weeks ago that we got, we applied for a grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank,
mm-hmm.
And they approved 2 of our grant applicants, so we'll announce who they are, but, you know, that's a total of $30,000 and $25,000,
really?
Two local outfits that... you know, and that they had to show that they were affected by COVID,
mm-hmm.
who hasn't been affected by it.
Okay.
And so that, and the great part of that is that, you know, that's money that they get to keep and they don't have to pay back. So, we're deeply involved in the PPP process and trying to get the mm-hmm. loans forgiven. So, you know, if you have any questions on the process, call in at the bank, call the call center, call me, 757-7970, and, you know, we'll work through it. I mean, this is important to get this done as quickly as possible so that it becomes a grant mm-hmm. and not a loan.
Yeah, your bank certainly was on that back in March.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And it took care of a lot in a short amount of time.
We did. And then I think the community banks as a whole did a great job in that. And again, talking to some of my classmates from, you know, metropolitan areas, they really miss not having local community banks in the process. So
really?
A couple of them were in metropolitan New York, and they're mm-hmm. dealing with larger banks, and they just weren't set up, and they set minimum loan sizes, so they really weren't. If you were a small business, it was a hard thing to get through. So. And I know Woodsville Guarantee did their part, and community down in Bradford did their part. So the community banks as a whole jumped on that. We're proud of what we did, but we're proud of the industry.
All right. So with the COVID-19, we're going to see you next week with another update from the bank.
Yep. All right. You are.
Frank Tillman, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.
You can promise or threaten all next week.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy
Take
the
care.
Weekend.
You too.